side. The union of the divine and the individual soul. The union of your unconscious and the conscious mind, or bringing your unconscious mind into full awareness. Therefore, yoga essentially is all about union. According to a sage who was named Patanjali, 1. You can think of yoga as the control of the vrittis of your mind. Vrittis in this case are the modifications or waves within your mind. For instance, you can think of such waves like emotions, memories, thoughts, etc. Although these waves are not evil or bad, but like the waves of a lake, usually scatter the light and make it hard to see your reflection. The vrittis of your mind make it hard for you to see your true self. In addition, 2. When you control these vrittis, the seer usually abides in his true nature. You can think of it this way. Every single thing in the universe has its true nature, i.e., the essence that usually comes forth whenever you let things to be in their own natural environment. For instance, a mountain is usually still in its natural environment while water is cool. Fire is usually consuming. Diamond is usually hard. A piece of coal is usually black. So, what exactly is our true nature as humans? What's your true nature? If you are searching for this, i.e., trying to be one with your true nature, you are a yogi. Male, or a yogini. Female. Basically, yoginis and sages from different parts of the world and with different practices agree that the true nature of a human being is peace, bliss and happiness. They agree that our true nature of humans is that we are truly divine. Having been in existence for thousands of years, it, yoga, has evolved to take different disciplines and styles. In fact, just because someone is yogi or is studying yoga, doesn't mean that you know anything about them. The truth is that there are very many ways through which someone can practice yoga. You can think of it this way. When someone tells you they are a scientist, you don't just assume that they spend all their time at the lab or outdoors gazing at the stars or studying animals. Just as there are many branches of science that someone can pursue, the same applies to yoga. Some can spend all day dancing and singing to Hare Krishna. Some can spend time meditating. Some can spend time praying. Some contemplating, and some doing other things. There is just no one way of practicing yoga. What does it entail? In yoga, the mind, the breath and the body are usually seen as multidimensional aspects of every human being. It is through the different yoga techniques that you cultivate your experience of that union, resulting to a far greater integration of internal peacefulness, being, and clarity of your mind. You can think of it as a system which is designed to cultivate happiness, health, and a far greater sense of higher consciousness and self-awareness. Through yoga, you can cultivate health and well-being, social, mental, emotional, and physical, through practicing different techniques that include breathing exercises, breath awareness, relaxation, and concentration, meditation and self-inquiry, and postures and movements. Yoga is more than mere exercise and fitness regime. It is a way towards positive living that enriches the body, the mind and the soul in totality. Yoga fine-tunes the body's balance, mental state and spiritual character. Yoga is an amalgamation of four aspects, namely 1. Asanas, poses, 2. Pranayamas, 3. Meditation, 4. Diet. Let's explain these four in the yoga poses. Asanas. Asana simply means pose or posture. It literally means seat. When yoga started, there was only one asana, which was essentially a stable as well as comfortable pose meant for prolonged seated meditation. Yoga is known to open the energy channels, nadis, as well as psychic centers, chakras of your body, besides just toning and stretching your physical body. Additionally, different yoga poses usually purify as well as calm, control and focus your mind. This is so because various categories of postures usually produce various